He is, by the way, only the 250th richest person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oppenheimer was chairperson of De Beers Diamond Group, which was founded by his grandfather, Ernest, in 1929. My grandfather founded nothing.
Same here.
Until 2012, when the Oppenheimers sold their stake to Anglo American for $5.1 billion in cash.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
In fact, in a statement on Monday, the 75-year-old Oppenheimer and his son, Jonathan, said that as proud South Africans, they welcome government's robust and timely effort to stem the tide of the coronavirus. Our aim is to mitigate the immediate economic impact of this pandemic by keeping companies and businesses and protecting jobs in order to fast track our economic recovery. We will do this by providing direct financial assistance to employees who are at risk of losing their jobs or have suffered a loss of income because of COVID-19. An agency independent of the Oppenheimer's family will be created to administer the funding. It should have a continued role in boosting economic growth and job creation long after this crisis has passed. At the number 287 on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index is Jonathan Rupert, with a total net worth of $5.18 billion, which is 92 billion rand. The 69-year-old is chairperson of one of the biggest luxury conglomerates, Richemont's, which owns brands like Montblanc and Carter. Richemont was created from the assets of Remgro, which was founded almost 80 years ago by Rupert's father, Anton. Once again, my father left me nothing. Johan Rupert is still chairperson of Remgro, which has invested in many large South African companies, including Mediclinic, Distill, First Rand, RMI, which is Outsurance, as well as Blue Bulls. He also chairs the International Investment Fund, which is Reinet, named after Anton Rupert's birthplace, Graaf-Reinet, in the Eastern Cape, which owns a stake in British American Tobacco, which is Dunhill, Lucky Strike, and Rothmans. Rupert has a long investment with small businesses and in 1981 founded the Small Business Development Corporation, which funded entrepreneurs. It later became business partners. Rupert is popularly is a popular target of the EFF, who view him as the face of white monopoly capital, although it has since emerged that EFF Deputy President Floyd Shivambu spent time with Rupert at an exclusive wine estate in Stellenbosch to discuss potential business plans. Chisa! Yeah.
You got to know where your bread is buttered.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm not even meeting with the truck driver of Albany.
No.
I am meeting with the baker.
Yes.
I am meeting with the guy who's mixing the dough and putting it in the oven.
Yes, the one that has the recipe.
Yes, the one that tells you how to make the bread nice and soft and spongy.
100%.
So, I think now they're going to have to take a back seat.
Damn.
And it would be a good idea to just keep quiet.
Yeah, once.
because that's what they need to do.
Yo.
But look, I'll be honest with you. And they've called upon many South Africans and they said, if you can... support this, please do by all means.
The president is saying that they're going to have auditors on there. I think there's going to be some board as well. So they're obviously trying to avoid corruption. We know that's
absolutely
a problem.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, I guess it's just to reassure South Africans that your donations will be used well.
You know, I don't want to stand on a soapbox here and preach to the rest of the world, but you got to understand this, that if we can come out of this 21-day lockdown, and if we can come out corona-free, and if we can come out corruption-free and say, look, the fund was used adequately and it was used accordingly, you have no idea how this will bolster our economy, because people are looking to invest right now. They can't invest in countries that have got COVID-19.
Like Italy.
They were saying that China has shown a positive growth. They are the first economy to show a positive growth because, one, they've got COVID under control.